K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer the Third back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. This is a reaction edition of this podcast. If I sound a little different, I apologize. I moved to a different location, ET3 confines here, folks, after K-State losing to Iowa State in Ireland by a possession, 24-21, scoreless ball game. And I'm not gonna say I told you so in the predictions. I did predict K-State to lose by a possession there. I wrote it down, 27-21, score 24-21. Iowa State made the plays necessary to win this ball game. Getting my reaction here momentarily. This is the first time I'm listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode here, the reaction edition of this podcast. I did this last year. We're bringing it back, and we're starting it off with a backbreaking loss all the way cross country in Dublin, Ireland. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. It's going to be interesting to hear the rest of the K-State podcast this week, or even tomorrow on my little small drive. But man, Iowa State 24, K-State 21, top 25 matchup. Of course, Iowa State was ranked 22nd. They're going to move up a little bit. Yeah, I'm going to say it. K-State, 17th ranked K-State. All that. Taking away a home game. And I should have known more about this. Well, I already knew about this being this was supposed to be a home game, which it was, but a home atmosphere. And first off here, wow, an incredible atmosphere across the pond in Dublin, Ireland between these two schools. Farmageddon 25 did not disappoint. Coming down to the stretch, obviously in this game, but gotta give it to the fan bases. Just reading all the tweets and stuff like that on X during the game of how electrifying that atmosphere was. And it looked like through the TV set, it was just pure electricity from both sides. K-State, obviously, being a home game, it was. I didn't know they brought their whole production crew with them. Obviously, I had an opportunity to work with the awesome K-State HDTV team several years back. So that was awesome to see that. And it was definitely felt like a home game for sure. But just to see go through all that and then go over there to lose. Yeah, there's no way around it. It stings. It sucks. And I'm not. And actually, as of right now, I'm not. This doesn't shock me. I'm not disappointed, not shocked, whatever. But look, the main thing is coming out of this now, wins and losses play king. And Matt Campbell stays hold on Chris Klieman yet again, folks. 3 years in a row, we lost to this team. Now, again, I know, shout out to the ESPN broadcast led by Dave Pasch saying that, you know, with these two teams meeting Arlington, I have no clue. I'm recording this just straight up 25 minutes from Iowa State making the biggest play of the game, was going on that fourth down there to basically seal it there, that big call there by Matt Campbell there, while on the flip side, gotta go back to Chris Klieman. And yeah, he's straight. And hey, I give him credit. I give Coach Klieman a lot of credit. Staying true to form. Being aggressive there. And I'm going to circle it back. Right there. that critical play right there to go for in your own territory. What was it, 4th and 2, something like that? And Avery Johnson did not get it. I mean, it was close. And everybody has their opinion on that there as well. But Iowa State made the play, and then they took advantage of it. Boom, boom. And then credit Avery Johnson and the offense battling back there and responding there with that play to Jerran Bradley. Shout out to Jerran Bradley making a play there. But he too missed an opportunity in this game as well as he dropped a critical pass in his ball game as well. Jerron Tibbs was pretty quiet in his game. So look, this is why I say, you know, hey, the ESPN broadcast talked about it on his offense that, including, again, Dave Pasch, bring him back up on this podcast, that, you know, he was well hyped up. Then, what's not impressive? What's not impressive? Yes, he caught, what, two? I don't have the stats in front of me right now. Two passes or whatever. I'll probably go back and go through it. Two or three passes for probably less than 20 yards total in this game. Big play Jace making plays yet again, striking gold, deep ball. If he fails again, try again, going deep on a double move, touchdown there. But at the end of the day, Iowa State, and it's funny enough that Chris Klieman, going in the fourth quarter, I don't know what score, we were trailing by 3, I think, at that point. Chris Klieman saying we're stuck good. Hey, we're doing a good job stopping the run, but we can't stop the pass. Well, sure enough, Iowa State, well played, did not use their main running back. They did a great job using their backs in this ball game. And maybe Chris Klieman needs to take a little notes here and there or two, right? Mixing it up, Sama and I can't remember the other back's name at the moment. But Matt Campbell being slick there, holding him back, their number one back, until late in the game when it's time to put the hammer down. And I'm going to put an Atlanta Falcons, Atlanta Falcons reference in the K-State podcast. How about that? I did not plan that, but that's like saying, okay, Tyler Allgeier, come in here and close this thing out. While Bijan, with his cut, juke moves in tight spaces, you can't get him to the ground, you're tired, and then in the fourth quarter, the hammer drops. Tyler Allgeier comes in there and puts the hammer down on you, right? And hopefully we'll see that. Hopefully I'll see that this year more. We'll see about that. But here, this is kids here. Iowa State brought on their number one back, who did play in the first quarter. We didn't even see him until the second half. And just as soon as Chris Klieman said that to the sideline reporter, all of a sudden, K-State did not stop the run. Iowa State ran it down our throats and made the plays necessary to win this game. K-State did not get it on fourth down. Iowa State does. That is the difference in this ball game, as K-State yet again in an electric atmosphere this afternoon out there in Dublin, Ireland, loses yet again to the Iowa State Cyclones 24-21, final score in this game. And enough of this, you know, all the season crap, because now some of y'all on X need to stay off of there because and I'm not gonna call this person out, but he's obviously stay true to the, oh, there's just 11 games left. Yes, I know that. We all know there's 11 games left. We ain't that stupid. But I have said on this podcast throughout the summer how big this was to get off to a fast start. And both teams got off to a sloppy start. Turnovers, Dylan Edwards. That is the big, if I want to go all the way back to the beginning of the game, that right there, fumbling the ball, whether it was smoke in your eyes, using that excuse or whatever it is, you got to catch that ball and just put it on the ground. Iowa State, I think they capitalized on that. it was sloppy. It was both teams got off to a sloppy start in this game. Turnovers, fumbling the football, not catching passes, whatever it was. And then both offenses got going in the second half And then, of course, when you have to make plays in the big stage, you got to make the plays. It's clear, simple. I don't want to hear no excuses in what it is. And yes, open the game, whatnot. But when the cards on the table, you got to make the play. It's as simple as that. Iowa State made the play down the stretch. Again, Iowa State making the plays down the stretch. K-State did not make the plays down the stretch. And the end result, one score game, just like I predicted there. Almost the exact score. Now, I'm not going to, not trying to kind of toot my own horn a little bit. And that's why maybe I'm like one of my other podcast hosts that I'm like related to, because, hey, look, you know, hey, you got to make the plays. You ain't do it. Game over. It's just all these mistakes, and sure enough, it comes down to a play or two late in this game. Avery, the exchange. Avery Johnson does not make it in your own territory there. If you trust your defense, right, you would have punted the football. Look, K-State defense was outstanding. What's outstanding in this ball game, and really, in particular, I'm looking at the front seven. I have confidence in this D-line. Making plays, Omen Sami, Obi Izar, Osterman was a dog, all that. K-State continues to give up big plays in the secondary. No shocker there. This game there, as they gave up, what, two big plays down the field for touchdowns in this game there as well. But, overall, outside of those big plays, K-State defense played pretty well in his football game. And for some people had it, like the offense, it would be the defense catching up the offense. It's the other way around. The defense came out to play in this ball game. K-State's offense played from behind. You just can't do it. Especially against a team like Iowa State. Now, everybody's saying, you know, oh, you know, we're all season. Well, K-State's got a tricky schedule themselves. And this is why I talk about all summer long, starting off on the right foot. But instead, yet again, K-State. Now, K-State, trying to put this as best I can here, isn't behind the eight ball. It is just what it is. I'm sticking by my philosophy. This is my podcast. I got the mic. I'm sticking by my philosophy. Yeah, you shrug this off all you want, but it's a big loss, man. And if it was the other way around, yeah, you get a head start, everybody. And that's just what it is. So this is no doubt disappointing loss for sure. And now that the first card has been played, now you got to go back home and use these next two games to get yourself right. North Dakota next week, obviously, Army the following week, and then you got to go on the road. And who knows what that Arizona team is going to look like in a couple weeks. but you can't. That was two different halves right there by the offense of K-State. K-State's offense, yet again, if I had to choose right now, the defense, they need to show again with the big plays in the giving up big plays in the secondary. They play well in this game, but again, you can go back and point at several things there in this ball game that, hey, you know, you make those plays. Of course, I mentioned Duran Bradley a few moments ago on his post game show, Redemption, making that play there to go all the way for a touchdown, catching that pass from Avery there to respond following the Iowa State score. He dropped a critical ball on fourth down. you put the ball in your hands. You got to make that play. You can't, again, no excuses. You got to go out there and make that play. You got to make that play right there. And obviously on the game, he redeems, quote unquote, redeems himself on that play. But yeah, Dylan Edwards, not having him out there on the field. And I even mentioned Joe Jackson did the best he could there. He put the ball on the ground that first half there, which did not lead to points there, as well as K-State defense stepped up to the plate there and stopped them there. So there's that there. But again, I think on the pregame pod that I said you had to get a turnover, get an extra possession, which K-State turned over Iowa State twice and did not convert those into points. Again, there's just so many things that I can go down a rabbit hole, deep in a rabbit hole, that just maybe we'll get into with Alex Aiden more on the postcast on that, on the other side, the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddies Podcast. That once again, that's Greer 3 Eddies Podcast, G-R-I-E-R number 3, E-D-D-I-D, Apostles Podcast. We'll have more debrief. Well, I'll have more time to sit and watch some of these highlights back over again and watch the game, if you want to call it game film again, and then we'll discuss even more. I know Alex tweeted out before I hopped on here saying, you know, you couldn't go, and he said it the last time we talked, you couldn't go 8-4. Well, there's the first loss dropped. Has dropped the K-State early in the 2025 season in Dublin, Ireland, going all the way there, and we're going to come home. Yes, there's like half K-State fans on vacation, and they're going to enjoy the rest of the vacation over there and whatnot. Hey, and that's totally fine. So it's totally fine. Others going to be disappointed and let it affect them and whatnot. I'm probably in the minority, probably in the 10% that I treated this like a big game. Because for one, if you would have won this game, in case they would have pulled this out, you're ahead of the ball game. You're ahead of the ball game. You can go in the rest of the season. All right, we can control what we control. Now you're not, because you lost. And this was a conference. This is not your easy over eggs opponent. This was a conference opponent, a team that you have struggled to beat in now the last three consecutive seasons now. And the plays are out there. K-State did not make them. It's just plain as simple as that. You can't not just throw excuses on the wall. They're right there out there. K-State did not make the plays. And when you're backed up, if you trust your defense, again, I can't get over that. If you trust your defense there, which we're playing, which we're, again, playing very well, despite giving up a couple big plays or touchdowns, yet again, typical K-State defense, give up big plays in the secondary, yet again, you would have punted that football. I mean, but again, I got to give kudos to, again, despite losing this game, I got to give kudos to Coach Klieman to leaving it out there, to going for it. Gutsy call in your own territory. Didn't get it. That changed the entire complexion of this game. You probably go back to Dylan Edwards' fumble in the very beginning of this game that flipped the script for K-State as well. So Iowa State capitalized on that. So, man, again, I gotta look back at the highlights again. There's so many things that I tweeted out before hopping on this podcast, that there's so many avenues I can go down there as well. But when you put the ball on the ground, see, again, one of my keys hit, K-State turn Iowa State over. That those did not get points. That, again, all that effort, and you lose by a field goal. Tough, man. Tough way to lose this ball game, especially. I'd be pissed if I went all the way over there and Kieran Harrison said this literally yesterday or the show, the drive, that go all the way, see your team lose, you'd be disappointed. And yeah, and hell yeah, I'd be pissed for annoying me, myself. I'd be pissed right now. Going all the way over there, overseas, especially taking away your own. This would have been playing in your own building. This would have been actually home game for K-State. It felt like the atmosphere anyways. This would have been a home game. In Manhattan, Bill Snyder Family Stadium would have been, of course, rocking and rolling. Like it was. Like, again, an electrifying atmosphere. You can feel it here in the TV screen. But the plays, K-State could not make the plays there in crucial spots in this game. Play here, play there. And funny enough, we say it all the time in sports. We don't make plays. It always comes down to the end. And if we don't make those plays, the other team is going to make them. And Iowa State did that there. And I had a feeling Matt Campbell was going to go for it. And sure enough, does there. Does not leave a chance because we could have lost this game anyway. Let's just face it. We could have lost this game anyways. Okay, Iowa State kicks the field goal. They make it. All right. You're down six. a chance to win the ball game there. And Avery, you know, they struggled. They get down the field, and we couldn't make a play or something like that, or get picked off, whatever. And Avery Johnson did not turn the ball over in this game. Let me see if I can get it. Let me see if I can get the stats out here real quick. This is a Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Gritter III, first reaction edition of the season. Kansas State loses yet again to Iowa State in Dublin, Farmageddon edition, 25-24-21 in this game. Let me see if I can pull up the scores, not the score, stat sheet. Real quick here. Let me see here. Yeah, what a crowd. And oh, by the way, 47,221 there for the fans out over there. This is incredible atmosphere. That was awesome to see, but not awesome losing to Iowa State the way that they did there. K-State left plays out there. They left plays out there, and it's tough. Hey, tough way of losing. We're behind an eight ball. And you can sit there and say, oh, this is whole season in front of us. Hell, I understand it's a season in front of us. I get that. But the situation that we're now in, especially if this was a non-con game, then, yeah, it wouldn't be a big deal. But this was a conference game. It is a big deal. So I want to hear it. Avery Johnson, yeah, look, yeah, Iowa State struck on first. K-State had multiple opportunities to take advantage of two turnovers. They didn't do it. They did score in the second quarter there. And at halftime, it was just 7-7. 7-7. And then the fireworks did not start because Iowa State scored in the third quarter there to go into the fourth quarter. This was a 14-7 game in the third quarter. The fireworks began in the fourth quarter. K-State outscored Iowa State. But again, Iowa State made the plays down the stretch. K-State did not. And Iowa State just ran down the throat of the K-State defense. Literally after saying Chris Klieman's we missed stopping a run, but we need to stop short of the pass. Well, Iowa State with their fresh running back just ran it down our throats there in this game here. So let me see. Oh boy, yeah. So let me see if I can. I can pull that up. Yeah, all right. So, here we go, finally. All right, so, yeah. First downs, as finally have the sheet up here. Yeah, Iowa State, 19-13 on first downs. There as well. Rushing yards, circle it, 130 to 110 for K-State. In the passing yards, 273, 183. That belongs to K-State there. Offensively, yeah, Matt Wells calling these plays. Again, I need to go back through this game. And maybe Monday I'll probably have a different outtake of it. 383 to 313 there as well in this game here. Let me see. Yeah, Rocco Beck. He didn't look too good, but again, when Iowa State needed to make a play, he did. 14 to 28. 183, two TDs, no picks, and both quarterbacks did not turn the ball over. It was other aspects that turned things over. Avery Johnson, 21 of 30, 273, two TDs, no interceptions there. As Joe Jackson, in place of the injured Dylan Edwards. Now, again, as I'm recording this podcast, we come close to the end of this podcast, I don't know the severity of the Dylan Edwards injury, because one play gets hurt, puts the ball on the ground. Iowa State got it there as well. If he doesn't fumble that football, again, there's just so many key points in this game that there's reasons why K-State lost. That one, the Dran Bradley drop, the end of the game, because that's the only one I can remember right now, because literally, I'm recording this literally right after the game, because that's fresh, right? Avery Johns doesn't make it, going for it in your own territory. There, Iowa State stopped them, whether they did or not. It was very close. Iowa State, the answer to that, stopped them. Iowa State capitalized on that. And then again, K-State responded there with the drawing Bradley Long TD pass there. And then Iowa State does not let K-State get the ball back. Pretty much there in that whole sequence there as well. Joe Jackson, 51 yards on 12 totes in this ball game there. And Devon Rice, how about this? Who had Devon Rice playing this game? Not me. I thought it was going to be Antonio. Oh, crap. I thought it was going to be the other running back, which I cannot remember his last name. But the Devon Rice gets some action. He had 14 yards on 5 carries. Big play, Jace. Made a play again on Iowa State, but yet again, it doesn't matter because K-State lost. Right? 78 yards, 4 catches, and a touchdown. Like I said, Bradley, 3 for 75, and a TD there as well. Garrett Oakley, 5 catches for 62 yards. In this ball game here, let me see. Marcus Neal was huge for Iowa State, making plays. Leading tackler for Iowa State. On the other side, Donovan McIntosh. 8 total tackles in this game, along with Sayshawn Rich. He and McIntosh, 8 total tackles, 5 apiece for the... Really, they had the exact same stats. 5 solo, 3 assists for the two of them. 16 tackles together for the two of them. Austin Romaine was all over the field in his ball game. Quay Moss making a play. And there was a tweet about VJ Payne, which me and Oz might discuss that on Monday night show over on the Podbean app. Again, that's Greer380's podcast. If you want more reaction, of course, it'd be interesting to hear Alex's thoughts after the fact. But yeah, VJ Payne. They are getting beat on that. I think that was 4th down as well. That pass, because at that point, Iowa State again was just running it down our throat here. And let me see, who was that running back there for? Carson Hansen. Yeah. Iowa State, Matt Campbell played that card perfectly. Carson Hansen looked fresh in that 4th quarter. They ran it down K-State's throat. He had 73 yards on 16 carries. Abu Sema, 49 more yards on 14 carries in this game. There's Iowa State makes the plays when you had to have it down the stretch there to knock off K-State. Yet again, Matt Campbell owns Chris Klieman. That's 3 straight wins now in this series. And we look at it more times anyways. And now K-State, bottom line is we're behind the 8-ball and playing catch-up in the Big 12. As y'all know, that's going to be tough. And 4, yes, last year, this was like, what, a 4-way tie for the spot, the conference championship. K-State, you didn't do, you failed. You didn't do yourself no any favors. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. We do ourselves no favors by losing this game again. We won this game. Then, again, you're ahead of the curve. But now, you're behind the curve. And now, you have to... I'm not saying there's no room for error yet. You have to win games once we get back in the conference play. That's just the bottom line there as well. But yeah, I went over there and saw my K-State team lose like it did today, it would just wreck everything. But again, I'm not sitting here and saying I told you so, because look, it is what it is. And the bottom line is K-State had chances to win this game in different spots. They didn't do that, especially in the first half there, where both teams look very slow. Look on the offensive side of the ball there as well. So it'd be interesting to hear the other podcast coming up here and hear their takes. I'm recording this literally following the game, so this will come out tomorrow morning at some point. It's reaction edition, and then of course, me and I also have more debrief on this game, Iowa State game, what it means now moving forward after this opening loss, and the hype train of, yeah, ESPN has us in going to Arlington and whatnot, and the computers don't play this game. The actual players play this game, and the first card is officially dropped here in the 2025 season, and K-State dropped it. They're losing to Iowa State in by 3, 24-21. Next up, you got to turn around next Saturday to play North Dakota in Bill Snyder Family Stadium in the first home game of the season. We'll see how they respond in these next two weeks there. But yeah, I haven't even heard a press conference yet. So figure, you know what, get my reaction out there. And then, of course, this won't be posted until tomorrow afternoon sometime there as well. So yeah, that's pretty much what I got there for right now. But If I see anything else between now and then, we'll talk about it on Monday, because we'll get Alex's reaction over in our Podbean app. You have to download the Podbean app to do so. And we'll record that on Monday night. So it's going to be a busy Monday night for yours truly. But yes, Dublin Island, Farmageddon, 25 edition, 22 ranked Iowa State makes the plays late to stop any chance for K-State to complete a comeback in this one there. What a topsy-turvy fourth quarter that was. But then at the end of the day, K-State did not make the plays they needed and now fall behind, more importantly, in the conference now, as Iowa State gets a head start, 24, Kansas State 21 there. Again, Avery Johnson throwing two touchdown passes in his ball game, but again, does not matter this ball game as K-State now behind the eight ball. As far as I know, yes, I know it's early. You ain't got to keep saying that. But hey, it would be nice. It would be nice to come behind and win this ball game. But K-State did not make the plays. Turn the ball over. Look very sloppy. Very sloppy in the first half, and then tried to rally back in the second half. Couldn't make the plays, and then that's the big difference. Iowa State made plays when they had to have it there in this ball game, and K-State, they're falling short in Dublin Island. They'll come back here, obviously, and put that behind them and get ready for North Dakota next Saturday for the official home opener for Kansas State football in 2025. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found Freedom Bill Daily. We have a chance to record K-State content. Yeah, this was a rarity because usually I wait to Sunday morning to record. Figured, you know what? The setting was right. Figured, you know what? Let's just get this out of the way right now. But I'll probably have a different take on Monday when me and Alex get together over on the Podbean, which I've said several times on there. So again, iTunes, Spotify, wherever this is your podcast there, we're going to continue to re-roll with content. Obviously, K-State Women's Soccer right now. The 3-0, what a start for them. They don't play until Thursday, as they'll stay on the road there. Well, they probably came back to Manhattan yesterday, so because their next game's not until Thursday there as well. So, of course, volleyball, I don't know. They played their preseason game already. We don't know the situation that was there, obviously, because it's not going to count there as well. But again, we're on iTunes, Spotify, wherever listen to your favorite K-State podcast. If you're not subscribed already to the show, might want to do that right now. So we'll probably have a little bit more thoughts on this game next week as we get ready for turn the page to North Dakota following this tough loss, opening loss at that, to your other rivals from Ames, Iowa, the 22nd ranked Iowa State Cyclones. Pull it out there late down the stretch, making the plays that they need to make against K-State there in Dublin, Ireland. Of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast. Alex Aiden out there in the state of California. Eddie Greer coming to you. Chronicle Corner is live from Kansas City, Missouri. This will come out tomorrow around before lunchtime somewhere. So be out and look out for our first reaction of 25 on the football side. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Once again, all things Kansas State sports. Go Cats.